I don't know how Twitter friendly you are. Do you know that how the hashtags on Twitter, like blank is over party? Do you know those?
Yes.
Okay, so like Ed Sheeran is over, or Taylor Swift is over party.
Mm-hmm.
And my joke is like, you know, I can't go out of the house, but I've spent all summer going to parties because there's so many of them going on. So I wake up this morning to the hashtag Cardi B is over party, which we've seen a million times already. So I'm like, what did she do now? So allegedly, she got on Instagram and she said these nasty things about Nicki Minaj, who we know she already hates, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, and Ariana Grande. So later in the afternoon, Cardi B posts on her Instagram that that was a fake account. It wasn't her. She also woke up to it and was like, what the hell? And this is her explanation.
I feel like I haven't been doing nothing. I've been minding my business. I've been eating my food. And
eating her food? What else? What else would she be eating?
This crazy rumor that I have a fake Instagram where I'm talking about, you know, this girl that we had our issues and everything, Ariana Grande, Doja Cat, Megan, and supposedly Little Kim commented under the page.
Right.
Tokyo, my hairstylist commented under the page, and my sister and my makeup artist follow the page. And then when I go and type and look at the page, I've seen that this page is private. I am not a 15-year-old girl. I'm not a 15-year-old girl that do fake Instagrams to talk about celebrities. Like, I have a whole life. I have a whole kid.
Just not a half a kid, a whole kid.
She has a whole kid.
It takes me about 35 minutes. You know how it is. It takes me like an hour to bathe her, do her hair.
Okay, I think she does have time to do stuff like that. And she's the person who would, if I heard about a celebrity that started a fake account just to rag on other celebrities, if you asked me like just, who do you think would do that? I'd be like, oh, Cardi B.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all these people on Twitter and Instagram who are like, no, it's totally her. Like, they do not believe this explanation. And like she said, it's because her sister commented on it. Her hairstylist, her makeup artist, like people in her inner circle commented on this post, you know, as if like, you know, we're with you, girl, kind of stuff. So, but she's denying it.
Well, and if you're going to start a fake Instagram account, you would block you from that account. So you could say, I can't even see the account because I'm blocked from it.
I mean, do you know how many accounts I have where I rag on you? Do you think I would allow you to follow any of those accounts? I block me and I block you and I go on there as a fake person. If you can, how do I get, you know, how else do I get this out? Like all these problems I have, I wouldn't tell you to your face. I go on social media and I just disparage you to strangers.
Well, and the thing that makes her mad is now she's got to call, get somebody to come over to the house, do the hair, do the makeup, so she can do a 5-minute and 15-second video talking about that. That's not her.
That's true. Think of all the money this just cost her. But see, you know, but she's also kind of clever like that. She seems like the kind of person that would do that on purpose, then deny it. So we're talking about her.
But I love Little Kim.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect her and I admire her, but I don't personally know her. Do you know, can you imagine me hitting up Little Kim? Hey, here's my fake page right under it. And by the way, my fans have seen that was a lie.
Well, she's only got half a kid though, but that's we know.
She's got a whole kid. I got a whole kid.
Under it, and it's like, that was a lie. I proved it on my Twitter. There was a lie. And my thing is that it's like, I don't have a problem with Ariana Grande. I don't really know her like that.
I mean, even the denial, does this even sound like, I'd be pissed if this really happened and I was her, I'd be like, this is not me. I would never do anything like that. She's like, yeah, I don't really know Lil Kim. And yeah, I had a problem with Nicki Minaj, but I wouldn't do this sort of thing. It's like, you're not even good at lying about this denial. Like, come on.
She sounds like Trump. I don't know him. I've never even met the guy.
I don't even know what Instagram is. I don't even have a phone. They don't let me have a phone. I have a flip phone.
And then everything got debunked because there was this boy.
It all got debunked.
Like, oh my gosh, guys. So
what is going on with her fingernails.
Oh, she's, and that's the other thing. She could be like, look at these giant fingernails I have. I couldn't get on Instagram twice with these nails.
Yeah, how do you type on Instagram with those nails? You can't. You have to hire people to type for you.
You get good at it. You get good at just using like the side of your thumb when you have nails that long.
A white male behind that page, and it's like, wow. So yeah,
what is she even talking about now?
No idea. Just spent $2,500 on hair and makeup to go on this video.
Like, you got to make it worth your while. You know, I spent all this money on hair and makeup. You guys are going to listen to me
for 5 minutes and 15 seconds.
Exactly. I woke up and put eyelashes on for this.
I had to put this purple nail polish. It takes 3 bottles of nail polish to get all these nails colored. So this took a lot of time. I've been working on this video since Monday. It is now Thursday. It's 4 days now I've been thinking about this and preparing.